Hello everyone, welcome back to Winning the Game, Wilhelm Hast here, and the topic for today is freedom. We're looking over a series of episodes here about the notion of freedom and being free from things, being free with things and being free or having the freedom to things. And today let's talk about freedom from things. So many leaders talk to me about they want to be free from the boring meetings. They want to be free from the admin. They want to be free from the interruptions. They want to be free from the noise and busyness of family life when they don't want that in their life. So they struggle and they burn a lot of energy and capacity with fighting things that they want to be free from, only to discover that the more you resist the thing you want freedom from, the more entangled you get into it, most often. So what does freedom from mean and how does that work? Well, a simple way to look at it is we often try to seek freedom too late. It's when I've already gotten distracted, I try to discipline myself and use my willpower and force to get free from stuff. I noticed I watched YouTube videos for 14 minutes. And then I tried to break free from that, but it's just one more click away or one more click away or whatever. Or I watched a second Netflix episode in the evening and I regret not stopping after the first one, and then I watched the third one. I don't know if you recognize this. I don't do this too much anymore, but it happens on rare occasions. What is a powerful relationship to freedom from? Well, for me, it's simply to start to create boundaries so the thing you want freedom from doesn't enter your life in the first place. So you don't need to fight for freedom because you kind of eliminated the temptation. I once had a senior leader come to me and talk about the mornings at home being very unsatisfying with the partner and the kids taking up a lot of emotional space. So this leader left the house in the morning already annoyed long into the day and discovered that the key was not to try to be free with the stuff that happened in the family in the morning. It was simply to leave before 7 o'clock in the morning because that was the agreement. And if this person was out of the house at 7 o'clock in the morning, there was nothing happening because the partner was sleeping, the kids were sleeping, it was a peaceful morning, and leaving the house before the family dramas started was actually a freedom from all of the stuff that needed to deal with when partner and kids came demanding help and support. Arriving at work, this leader had learned to not even check the email in the morning, but simply sit down and work a few hours on the most important task for the day. So by 10 o'clock, 10:30, it was this complete experience of freedom, not from having to deal with the interruptions and the disturbances. They simply didn't occur at all by making two simple choices. Leave home by 7 a.m. and by not turning on the email in the morning. What can you create freedom from by the simple choice? Uninstall the Facebook app and YouTube app on your phone and you won't get tempted anymore. Remove the Netflix icon from your iPad so you don't randomly click on it in the evening, but you need to log in and do a little longer procedure so you don't get pulled into those things you want freedom from. So, what choices can you make that actually don't invite the triggers for loss of freedom in your life? Welcome back to the next episode. You can find more information about what I do through a link in the description here, and I'll see you soon.